Welcome to the West Village. We probably don't need to tell you why this neighborhood is a big deal. From its beginnings as an extension of Greenwich Village, the West Village has been home to famous names, historical figures, notable architecture, important commerce, and iconic tree-lined streets. When a young girl dreams of moving to New York City, she's likely envisioning walking down a block like so many of these, flanked by stoops and charming restaurants. It's almost as if every adventure you'd want in the Big Apple can be found in this downtown neighborhood. That vignette has roots in real-life stories about the neighborhood. It's long been a locus for artists and poets, activists and philosophers, where speaking freely and thinking out of the box were part of the fabric of the diverse community. It's been a destination for avant-garde culture, especially in the mid-20th century, when its progressive residents kicked off major political, cultural, and artistic movements. In fact, the neighborhood was once dubbed Little Bohemia in 1916 as a nod to its colorful tenants. Establishments like Cherry Lane Theater, the longest continuously running theater in New York City, and Cafe Society, which heavily nurtured Black jazz talent, have promoted arts in ways that few others can lay claim to. Then, of course, there's pride. It's no wonder that the creative spirit lives on today. Everyone from actress Sarah Jessica Parker and her Broadway star husband, Matthew Broderick, to CNN's Anderson Cooper and comedian Seth Meyers live here. And we could keep going with a laundry list of who's who. Vogue's Anna Wintour, Daniel Radcliffe of Harry Potter fame, Bravo's Andy Cohen, and Hugh Jackman, who needs no introduction. Nearly two centuries ago, Edgar Allan Poe penned poems including The Raven here. Realist artist Edward Hopper painted his famous Nighthawks based on a diner in the neighborhood, which is today a great Korean restaurant called Jeju Noodle Bar. J.D. Salinger's infamous nights out in the area inspire notable scenes in many of his works, including Catcher in the Rye. Television shows from Friends to Disney's Wizards of Waverly Place have used the neighborhood as a backdrop to their storylines. It's almost like it's its own character. The brownstone-lined streets have been used in plenty more, even if they supposedly don't take place here. The Huxtables lived in Brooklyn, but The Cosby Show was filmed at 10 St. Luke's Place. And Carrie Bradshaw lived on the Upper East Side, but the building was really on Perry Street. Just about any show that had anything to do with New York City has found its way to these sidewalks. Don Draper's Affair and Alana and Abby's Adventure to the Pleasure Chest are just a few more examples. So what is it about this neighborhood that has us all ogling? It's the architecture. It's just plain pretty. One of the first details you notice about the West Village is the orientation of the streets. Unlike other parts of the city, the West Village is laid out in a grid plan parallel or perpendicular to the Hudson River, rather than north to south. It was city planning that took place long before the Commissioner's Plan of 1811 that stipulated that street plan we more commonly see in the city, like Harlem and the Upper East Side, from our fall tour. The other attractive aspect is just how perfectly preserved the neighborhood is. Historically, local residents and preservation groups have been concerned about development in the village and have fought to keep the architectural and historic integrity of the neighborhood. More than 50 blocks bordering 14th Street to the north comprise a historic district established by the New York City Landmarks Preservation Commission. From its roots as bohemian hangout, it's fascinating to see how the neighborhood has evolved over time. For much of its history, Greenwich Village and the West Village were rather grimy locations. This is often why the artists, poets, activists, musicians, and writers would move in. Cheap rent. It's also why it became a place for experimental theater, the first racially integrated nightclub, and a common spot for the LGBTQ+ community. Historically marginalized groups could freely gather in a neighborhood overlooked by the mainstream society of bygone times. Fast forward to today, and it's almost the complete opposite. Pristine streets, manicured gardens, high-end boutiques, and expensive real estate. Not only is the West Village one of the priciest areas in New York City, it's one of the most expensive zip codes in the entire country. The average residential home here costs more than $2,000 per square foot. By comparison, the average in the United States as a whole is $118. Gentrification aside, the West Village remains an alluring epicenter of New York City culture. You'll be hard-pressed to show a visiting friend around town and not stop somewhere among these quaint streets. We're excited to show you more today. Thank you so much for being with us, and thank you for your support of the New York Junior League.